Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the moment that everybody has been anticipating. Who will the mystery co-host be? I would like to know all the information I can. Well, Al, before we reveal the identity of our mystery co-host, could you say hello to the WIP listening audience?
If you love the Philadelphia Eagles, let me get a hell yeah!
Hell yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen, from your Philadelphia Eagles, Jason Kelce. Jason, what's up, man?
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, hold on a minute. From my understanding, talking to Cindy Webster, when she made the phone call to you and asked you, would you be willing to co-host the WIP morning show for 3 hours, you didn't hesitate?
No. One, because I love Cindy. We met at Wing Bowl. Was the first time we met all the years back when I participated in that. And, as I get closer to retirement, I want to try and branch out and do things like this to figure out if it's fun and whatnot. And I've always been interested to see how this show runs, is put together. Obviously, meet my longtime idol, Al Morgani. And so it's an honor to be here. Yeah, I was really actually excited to come on and join you guys. So thank you.
We have an opening coming up.
Yeah. It's been occupied for 30, how many years?
32 years.
Oh, yeah, him.
Well, Jason, as today's co-host, we have, so many questions for you about, the current Eagles team, the future, the past. We'll have a lot of fun along the way. We'll ask about the other teams in town. But, Jason, there is one question that I'm sorry, but I have to ask to begin this portion of the show. It's a question that every single Eagles fan is hoping to hear an answer to, as well as the Eagles organization. Jason, have you made a decision about your career? Will you be back next season, or is it time to walk away?
It's a fair question, I'll answer it like this. I've answered it like this in the past, which is, I'm playing until I'm not. I'm an active player for the Philadelphia Eagles right now. I love my teammates. I love playing in the city. And, when it's time to step away, I'll make that abundantly clear. I don't want to announce anything on the radio, and I kind of feel like everything's trending in a certain direction, but I'm going to make that clear to my teammates and coaches and everything like that first. So I will not be announcing that today, but I appreciate that. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Very upsetting. But I will say, Al,
maybe he's waiting to see what this is like.
This could be it. If I have a lot of fun right now, this might be the end.
Well, we got to make sure this stinks, Al. We don't want this to go well at all.
Just leave, please. So don't even get involved,
All right, so, Jason, let me ask you this as a follow-up then. When you are debating what's best for you, your family, what are those conversations like? What are the questions that are being asked?
Sure. Obviously, I spend a lot of time talking to my wife, Kylie. Two little ones right now, and I want to make sure that I'm able to spend time and enjoy them growing up and being there. Obviously, there's the health aspect of, it's definitely not getting any easier. The pain in the knees, the back, everything is only getting worse at this point. So you try to have a realistic discussion with, can I do this again? Can I dedicate myself the way that, in my opinion, needs to be done to be not just a good teammate, but to help my teammates out, to win football games, to be good. I've enjoyed a lot of successful football in my career, and You know, I want to continue doing that. And that's a big thing that goes into whether I'm going to continue playing.
No, there's some players that know it's time. They go out on their own terms. Some players don't want it to happen, but their body makes that decision for them. Some players think they have it, and sometimes they hang on for too long. Jason, the finality of it, you're done, that's it. The idea of that, when you're thinking about it, just maybe selfishly, that's got to be a tough pill to swallow.
It is, and it's one that I think, you know, I was talking to one of my buddies, you're going to regret probably some part of it either way when you make if you make that decision. If it happens, you know, if they tell you, you know, you're done, it is what it is, you're out the door. But that decision, there's going to be some amount of regret either way. You're going to regret being in the locker room, being with your teammates, going out on the field. And then if you come back, well, maybe they're, you know, if something happens, you'll be, you know, why did I continue to do that? But, you know, I think, you know, it's, you know, trying to not live your life in regret. You try to just live your life enjoying the moment, enjoying the people around you, and, yeah.
It seemed like last year was fun. Was it fun? I mean, the new coach, he seemed
it
like
was.
A fun. Does that, that's got to also help that it's still fun.
1,000%. You know, obviously the year before last was a rough year, a lot of transition last off season, and that's hard. It is, especially as somebody who whose job is kind of to keep the locker room together and to be somebody that's a constant force. You know, this year it's much different. This is a much different off season. The expectations are going to be different going into the season. You know, I thought Nick did a fantastic job throughout the course of the season adjusting and falling into what was going to make us successful on the field. And we ended up being a playoff team, and it was a fun year. It was a lot of fun, and I was really happy for the way the guys all fought hard. You know, it could have gone any which way about midpoint, and you know, we had a great locker room, we had a great team, a great group of guys that fought for each other and stuck with it. Obviously didn't end the way we want it in Tampa Bay, but I think all things considered, the team you know, overachieved in a lot of ways.
Is it true Nick Sirianni sent you a keg of beer?
It is. I've been meaning to like post something on social media, but I'm terrible at that. Yeah. It was one of the highlights of the offseason. Actually, the highlight of the offseason. So I forgot how much beer is in a keg of beer. So it's been taking me some time to get it down.
Yeah, I was going to ask how much is actually left because you have two small kids. So it's either you're drinking more because of that or less because you have the I saw the videos. You got your hands full. Kylie posts them and they're running all over the place. So.
Oh, yeah. No, the and Kylie wouldn't be a huge fan of me down in half the keg and watching the girls all afternoon. I think that would be.
Yeah, I don't blame her. Well. Yeah, I don't blame her on that at all, Jason.
So, Jason, throughout the next, you know, nearly 3 hours, we'll talk about your career and what you think about beyond playing, about the current roster, about other teams, and maybe even are you okay with taking calls? I know you listen to WIP from time to time.
I am hesitantly really excited about taking calls.
Well, Jason, let me ask you about the team right now. You've been a part of this franchise when it had very little success and then all the way at the top lifting the Lombardi. In reality, how far is this current team from being a Super Bowl contender again?
You know, it's a tough question to answer. You know, I think if you had asked me that question heading into 2017, I don't know how I would have answered that question. You know, I think, you know, roster turnover can happen very quickly in the NFL. Scheme can impact that. You know, player development can impact that. So there's so much that goes into being successful throughout the course of the next year. I do think we have a lot of really good pieces. I think we have a great culture, and I am optimistic about next season. I don't – like, obviously I'm not going to sit here and guarantee we're going to win the Lombardi Trophy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I go into pretty much every season with – you know, that's the top goal of mine. So I think, that's what we're always trying to accomplish.
Now, so you came in here before the show even started. You wanted to get the lay of the land, get a better understanding of what you're going to get involved in this morning. And you actually sat in here through a majority of the 6 o'clock hour and heard some of the phone calls, which were all about the quarterback.
Hmm? Yeah.
Jason, what do you make of all this conversation about the Eagles QB, but, you know, with fans and media?
Yeah. You know, it's – I think Jalen Hurts has been dealing with this his whole career. You know, if you look – I mean, he's – I don't – is he the only quarterback that's won a national championship with two different colleges being the starting quarterback? You know, he's – he's got certain measurables and things that cause people to question his game, but he's proved people wrong every step of the way so far. That's somebody that, you know, I want in my corner, somebody that has proven that he can fight, you know, push through adversity, uses probably some of that as fuel to make him a better player. There is unquestionably a lot of support within our team for Jalen Hurts, for who he is and the player he can be and has been. So, you know, I'm a big Jalen Hurts fan. I have been since the moment I got to know him. He's got a great personality. Obviously, the intangibles everyone knows about. But I think he has tools that make him unique. He has tools that separate him in a game where it's hard to be unique, at a level that it's hard to be unique. He has athleticism. He has the ability to make all the throws. I know the arm strength is a question, but I've seen him make every throw. If he can anticipate and deliver it with good technique and the proper mechanics, he can make throws. And, you know, I will always bet on guys that continue to prove people wrong.
It sounds like you are, even though you're describing Jalen Hurts and fully in his corner, you're almost describing yourself.
Well, yeah, I think if I'm being honest, I think there's a lot of carryover and a lot of similarities between myself and Jalen Hurts. You know, I think in some ways we're cut from the same cloth, even though he's playing a much more out in front position and a more important position. So I can't tell you how much respect I have for that guy. And, you know, he's in his short time in the NFL, I think he's gained that from a lot of guys.
Does it bother you to see all these rumors and reports centered around the Eagles and this quarterback and that quarterback? You know, knowing that Jalen has to hear all this and the locker room is fully behind him?
No, because I don't think it bothers Jalen Hurts. If I thought, you know, maybe this – but even then, I probably wouldn't be a fan of the guy if it did bother him. Like, I think at the end of the day, this is what happens in the NFL. Everything is critiqued. You're going to be judged. People are going to tell you you're not good enough. And are you going to have the mental fortitude to believe in yourself and your teammates, despite all of that, to become the best player you can be? So I like when people are getting criticized to see their reaction in some regards. And I think, you know, I don't want to speak for Jalen in terms of this. I'm sure it does piss him off to some regards. But, again, I think it makes him a better player. I know when I've gone through it, it's made me a better player. I still remember, you know, Zach Ertz. We were playing the Bengals in 2016, and Zach Ertz shied away from a block against Vontaze Burfict and got absolutely demolished in the media. And to some extent, deservedly so. I mean, he almost let Vontaze Burfict take out Carson Wentz along the sideline. And but the very next week, Zach Ertz caught a catch, and I saw him fight harder than I've seen him ever fight to get extra yards, and the entire stadium erupted. And that's what I think of, those moments like that where you realize as a player that you control the narrative, you control your destiny by going out on the field. Mm-hmm. And so, no, I don't mind at all, and I don't think Jalen Hurts does.
This past season, it was great. I mean, I don't think many expected after the start you guys had to make the playoffs, get a playoff appearance, and then build off of that. The only thing that was a tough reality check is when you guys made the playoffs and a good chunk of the other teams were just very pass-heavy, just very accurate QBs, just a different point in their career than Jalen Hurts, so to speak.
Yeah.
And the identity that your team had created was running the ball, ended up being the best running team in the NFL. In today's NFL, can you win a Super Bowl if your identity is running the ball?
Well, if you can, it hasn't been proven yet. And that's why I think there's a lot of questions. I am somebody that thinks you can do it. I think you're going to have to be two-dimensional at some point and be able to throw the ball. the league's too good, players are too good, coaches are too good if any team is one-dimensional. So I think that, you know, we're going to have to be able to be more balanced. Don't get me wrong. I love running the ball. I hope we call as many run plays as possible. I love it. But this game is about, in some ways, unpredictability and not, you know, allowing defenses to really hone in and do certain things. And I think you can do that with the quarterback we have and the weapons we have. I think, you know, it's an ongoing process. We have to get better. Obviously, everybody has to get better. But, you know, I think you can do it. You can be a balanced team and win a Super Bowl. I think that's definitely been proven. You can be a dominant defense and a good offense. I mean, look at, you know, Trent Dilfer, even Peyton Manning in some regards, his second Super Bowl, that was all defensive dominated. Mm-hmm. Even everybody's talking about Russell Wilson, and I love Russell Wilson. I think he's a great player. But the Super Bowl he won, a lot of that had to do with the defense he had out there. So, you know, I think in some regards we lose track of, you know, although the quarterback position is by far the most important position on the field, it's still a team game. There are circumstances that dictate success outside of just the quarterback. And I think we have a lot of good pieces and a lot of things that we are going to get better at that are just going to make us a better team than we were last year.
Does Jason Kelce enjoy run blocking as much as it appears to?
He does, yes. Yeah. I can't honestly say whether I enjoy run blocking that much or just hate pass blocking. But run blocking's fun. You get to be the aggressor. You get to, as the offensive lineman, you're taking charge. There is no better feeling than when a team is helpless and stopping your rush attack. And I think fans love watching that too. So.
All right, we're going to take a deep breath. Are you ready to take a phone call?
Let's do it.
All right, Rich in Haddon Township's on WIP. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning, Jason. It is an honor and a privilege to talk to you.
Same, Rich. Thanks for calling in.
We have so many great memories of you and things you've done for the city, from the parade to the fundraisers to the games to – oh, my goodness. So many different interviews you've actually done on WIP. It's just an honor. I feel so privileged to be the first.
All right. Now, you said all these nice things, and Jason said all these great things about his quarterback. You're about to talk to me about Russell Wilson, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm glad we didn't get Russell Wilson. But I am going to say this, too. I understand where Jason's coming from, but I don't have that confidence in Hurts. I still have that nightmare of that throw to Devontae in the end zone where he didn't have the arm strength to get it there. He was wide open.
Well, hold on. Let's go to Jason on this. So Jason, a lot of the worries with Jalen are how inaccurate he can be in the intermediate passing game. Sure. In your experience, how long do you wait before you know whether a player has it or doesn't?
Well, you know, in general, accuracy is a very tough thing to gain and to improve on. I will admit that. I'm not saying that it can't be done. I've seen it get better. I've seen guys improve in their craft, obviously. And there are certain things that are harder to improve upon. But, you know, that being said, I do think, you know, part of accuracy is obviously having the ability to, you know, throw the ball accurately just on a base level. And I think Jalen actually does a really good job of that when he's not under pressure, under duress, and when he's confident in where he's going with the football. And I think that if he can improve in his mental processing, his ability to go through the progressions and be confident and mechanical in the way he delivers the ball, that accuracy will transition more consistently.
All right, Rich, give us someone for a spin on the prize wheel who deserves a statue – at the stadium complex.
I'm going to go with the man right there.
There you go. There we go. That was a stretch right there. Hang in there, Rich. Number 10, Al Morgani, which has already been selected. What does he – he gets the what's the prize he gets,
Keith
though?
Keith Jones autograph card.
That's a great
– a Washington Capitals card.
It's a great card.
The cowlick.
Oh, the one with the rooster.
Yeah.
215-592-9494 on the other side. This is a very rare opportunity for so many. If you'd like to talk to Jason Kelce, and Jason, are you open to talking about what's going to happen tomorrow night at the Wells Fargo Center?
Yeah, I'm open to talking about anything. I wanted to try and keep this as organic as possible. You know, I know that that's a pretty hot topic with, yeah. With Ben. So, yeah, bring him on.
We're going to get into that and so much more on the other side. Our time is 7:18.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.